good. We get
all my right. Music. Here's the music. Woohoo!
My music.
Oh my god. Blew out my ears.
Roddy.
Okay, yes, everybody. Hello. The Fakeologist Show. It is Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. This is the show where we talk crypto, Epic Cash specifically, because FakeoTube is sponsored by Uncle Epic, Uncle Vigilante. And welcome, Uncle Vigilante.
Music. Woo-hoo!
Oops, sorry.
I heard myself.
I just launched it live. Yeah, it's sponsored by Epic Cash, and today is the anniversary date of sponsorship.
And thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, you re-upped. You re-upped, and you said you would.
Baby, I re-upped, and let's do this, shall we?
Yeah, I'm just opening up FakeoTube, sponsored by Epic Cash chat, so I can see if anyone's out there real quick.
So let's just do this, if you wouldn't mind keeping a little tracker going somewhere.
Yeah.
Is basically, you know, to sponsor you, it's $100 a month, and you agreed last time to accept it in Epic Cash.
Well, I think $50. What did we say? $50 a month, or I think it was about $600 a year or something like that.
Oh well, I thought it was
real quick.
So let's just do that. Oops, sorry. I thought it was $600 or $100 a month. Even if it's $600 a year, I think it's 6 months.
Yeah.
So last time I did it for 6 months, and I remember it was $600 in Epic Cash. And I can't remember the price, but I think it was probably Epic Cash at 30 cents a piece or something. So we're at $1.50 right now. So you received donation from me in Epic Cash in an appreciating asset. Because why? Because you're smart. Because the $600 in green cash would be, I think, probably maybe $400 of purchasing power today, at least in food.
Yeah, I think you're going down for the fiat.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how would the Bitcoin have done? But I don't even know. We should look.
Are you familiar with L. McMurphy, all of his analysis that he does on Epic Cash versus every other asset? If people aren't familiar with him, go to L_McMurphy on Twitter. And oh my goodness gracious, it is just a plethora of data. And we kick everybody's ass. I mean, everybody's ass. And I don't say that with pomp and circumstance. It's just the facts. I'm going to take a deep dive into his analysis on my show this coming Friday. I really encourage everyone, especially if you're data oriented, if you are, you know, if you like gold and silver and you like diversified in your crypto portfolio, please join us on Friday. L. McMurphy, his name is Enrique. He is just a pleasure of a person to speak with. Kind of ticks me off because he's like 10 times more handsome than, you know, a movie star. And, you know, I kind of lower the bar in that category. You know what I'm saying, Ab? But anyway, I am happy that Epic Cash is promoting Fakeologist or FakeoTube. I'm sorry, FakeoTube.com for the next 6 months. And you have been a wonderful, you know, Epic Cash Now community member who is really, we call it get your ore wet. And man, I've been kind of away from the scene for the last, I think, week and a half. And in that time, we really turbocharged the giveaway to your community. And I've just been observing, and I think you know more about Epic Cash than I do these days.
No. But I have helped a few people set up their wallets, and I tried to create a couple links that I could remember on my site where I can put a bit of information together. But yeah, you still are the king of Epic for sure.
Well, and what do we have on the screen here? That's Michael Saylor. People who don't know Michael Saylor, he is a man that invested his company's treasury in Bitcoin. And I believe he has like 156,000 Bitcoin. And so all he does, because he bought his last tranche when Bitcoin was at $69,000. So the dude is like hurting big time. So all he does is spend his time on Twitter posting, you know, all of these glowing things about Bitcoin. And I had this this special meme made by our master meme lord, Monkman. I sent him a picture of one of Michael Saylor's live stream thumbnails. And I said, and I sent him a picture of Scarface and the Al Pacino when he had just Coke all over his face. And I said, can you do something with this? And add a quote, the only downside to Bitcoin is I can't snort cocaine through it. I don't know. I don't know, Ab. Sometimes I crack myself up.
I know you do. I don't really know Michael Saylor too much. I don't really follow the Bitcoiner.
He is known to have snorted a lot of cocaine in his day. That's the inside joke. He's a great business person.
For anyone who does drugs, so I don't.
Well,
that's too bad. But let's talk about Epic. What's been going on in the last week? I can tell you a couple stories. I know a few.
Well, let's before we go on to Epic, why don't we talk about? Can you pull up the other image that I just sent, and let's just take an analysis of what we're looking at here?
Yeah, I asked you.
That's Radiant. Yes, yeah. You asked me what this morning.
Well, I think I asked you in one of the groups, have you heard about Dollar Vigilante's latest pick? Because I know you still watch The Dog Walker.
And, yeah.
If anyone doesn't know, the whole reason why you are Uncle Vigilante and you are Mr. Epic Cash is because of Dollar Vigilante. Let's be truthful about that, for sure.
100%.
He's what made you where you are today. And
be careful. Be careful.
No, you wouldn't be on this trajectory if he didn't push you this way.
No, I was 2.5 years ago, my friend.
Big, oh, wow. Has it been that long?
Big difference. He shouted out my name in one of his dog walks.
Right.
Said, there's this guy down in Florida. He's an older guy, Uncle Odd, and he has a channel where he's talking about crypto for newbies, and I really do like what he has to say. And he gave me a little bit of a shout out and showed me talking a little bit. And then I was like, thank you. That's very cool. That was back in the day when I was like, hey, my channel is all about newbies and just follow my journey. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I'm just going to publicize it. And then I asked him, I said, thank you. Shout out. Hey, would you come on my show? And he says, no, I don't make public appearances, but I'll do one better. I'll have Rafael Laverde reach out to you. And he'll come on your show, and that is the Crypto Vigilante. And so Rafael did come on my show that following weekend. It was awesome. He was awesome. He was very nice. And by the end of the interview, he said, oh, you can't be Uncle Odd anymore. We need to christen you. You got to be the Uncle Vigilante. Yay! And that's how it started. So I rebranded to Uncle Vigilante. Because back then I was letting everybody else do my thinking for me, and I subscribed to the Crypto Vigilante and the Dollar Vigilante, and I think together is about $1,000 per year. I know Crypto Vigilante is $800 a year, and what they do is, you know, quarterly they'll come out with a secret pick to their subscriber base. And so for $800 a year, four times a year, you get the inside information on what their picks are going to be. And it's the ones where they've done all this in-depth research on these undiscovered coins. And then the dog walker, the Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick, what he does is 3 weeks prior to the pick, he chums the waters. He goes on his walks and he starts talking about you know, this coin, it's going to be the next Monero, it's going to be the next Bitcoin. And remember, those who subscribe to the crypto vigilante are going to be the ones who win because they have the inside information first. And remember, those who act first profit most. So, and then they'll you know, they what they do now, this is what they do, is if you take a look at this chart here, and you see all those little green candles before that big green candle, that's the crypto vigilante buying in to their pick that they're going to announce. And then what they do the day before the pick is they put up a sell wall. See that big green candle? Well, that is where they have their sell orders in. And so when their FOMO'd up, chummed up subscriber base start buying the pick that they say, FOMO, 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 oh, blah, 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 I've got to buy. What they're doing is they're funding ranches. They're funding the Dollar Vigilantes ranches, the Crypto Vigilantes ranches. And when that happens, it creates the sell downside. This is called a pump and dump. And why, after your favorite uncle has been evangelizing this for the last 2 years, why are people so stupid? I'm telling you, this service is nothing but a professional pickpocket scheme. And you know, at this point in time, I'm starting to like, I used to feel sorry for everyone, but I'm starting to not to, Ab, because, you know, how many times do I have to discuss that it's not how it works? It's not how it works. So I feel bad for the subscriber base today who invested $1.111 million to fund ranches. Because right now, look at where the price is. It's so sad. It's sad. If I can do my best, Donald Trump. So
do you think that they might have, from what I can look at this graph, do you think they might have doubled their money or even more so?
Oh my God! No, they 10x their money.
10x their money. Okay, because so they bought somewhere over on the left side here.
No, look at those other green candles.
Okay, I'm looking
to the right of that.
Okay.
Yeah, those. That's where they're buying. They bought a little more, and they're very careful not to buy too much, not to spike it too much. That's why they play long ball. They're really
Is that at 2 in the morning that they started buying? You figure on the day of, and then.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. My bad. If we took a view that was longer than a day, my bad. I apologize, everyone. This is a one-day snapshot.
Yeah, this is today.
This is not fair, what I'm saying. But if we went back, and I don't have it with me, but if we went back, I'm telling you what you would see is you would see incremental buying for the last month. And it's with every one of their picks that when you go and you do the forensics, this is their business model. And you know what? They're going to do another pick in 3 months and another pick in 3 months and another pick in 3 months. And they're just going to get new chummed, you know, subscribers in there that are going to just love the walk and talks with Lucy and tacos and be, you know.
The thing is, do they even describe what this crypto is? Or they just say that. All they do is keep repeating the name over and over again. Do we ever talk about the fundamentals?
Well, what they do is they write a paper.
Okay.
And that's what they're announcing on the day of their pick. Okay. Now, the month prior, Jeff is chumming the waters on his walk saying, yeah, remember this coming Thursday, Crypto Vigilante is going to have their pick. Remember, those who act first profit most. I'll tell you about what happened with R when we announced it, and you know it went up 33,000%, and they don't tell you about how it dumped, you know, 30,000%, and so it's that convenient kind of communication. So they do write a paper. that is an in-depth, you know, report on Radiant, and their cover is that when people see this pump and dump that you see right here on screen, the cover is Rafaela Verde will admonish the subscribers and say, you should have read the report.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have FOMO'd in. That's not what happens. We're just giving you our long-term report. You can't base it off of one day, but they know exactly what the hell they're doing. So that's the, you know, the Radiant report. And the reason why they won't cover Epic Cash is because they can't front run us, you know?
I'm looking at all the data here and trying to figure out how to read this chart, but so it seems like it got going last December at 0.002, and then it started into the red zone. I'm not sure. I guess that's sort of below an average. And then it started going up April of 2023. Is that when you think they probably started buying in?
And they probably continued. They probably really started aping in knowing that they set a date. It went up higher than, I don't know. You never know at that point in time if just the fact that it was going up like crazy, if people started looking at it. I mean,
but this is today, so it looks like the pick probably came out around 10 o'clock this morning.
That's how it happens.
And then you have this big mountain here. And then a sell wall is what you say.
Yeah, so people are buying into their sell wall. They know, you know, just like, let's say Epic Cash is $1, and let's say Epic Cash is sold only on VTEX, you know, VEET. What you would do if you were in the know and you were part of this cabal is you would acquire Epic Cash under $1, and or let's even say under $2, knowing that you're going to announce it, and then you would go into VEET and you would say, I'm going to sell 1,000 coins at $3, 1,000 coins at $4, 1,000 coins at $5, etc., all the way up, you know, really just as much as you have all the way up. And then depending upon that initial, the pick is released, everyone hitting buy, 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 because they want to be first. Because remember, those who act first profit most. And then all of a sudden, you know, once that buy wall, once they sell into that buy wall, everything dumps. It's a pump and dump, folks. You're welcome.
Do people like Max, the founder of Epic Coin, ever look at these and tell us the difference between Epic and this one? Radiant.
For the last 2.5 years, he has dissected these inside and out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because the average person just walks in and sees a name. They don't read the white papers.
The average person is just told what to think.
Of course.
By subscription services. Nobody knows. Nobody. Rare is the person who goes out and reads white papers and everything. This is all just keyboard warriors that are, you know, persuaded by news. So I know for a fact, because of covering Epic Cash for 2.5 years and being, I guess, you know, on the leadership side of the ledger, that this industry is totally pay per play. You must pay to get articles written about you. Any time somebody gets an article to where you're being clued in on the top 10 undiscovered coins, that has been paid for immensely. So you know, that's what I love about Epic Cash so much, is we've just been so damned organic because we don't have the money to do that, Ab. We're a community, community-driven group. I mean, if we're going to spend $100,000 on articles, guess where it comes from? The community. We don't have a pre-mine. You know, we don't have any kind of fund that, you know, before the blockchain was launched, there was a, you know, 2 million coins in that we could tap. No. Everybody who has coins either mined it, they bought it, or they earned it. You know, I would say this is a case where I funded fakotube.com. That's you earning it. The only right reason why you have those 400 coins today is because you have earned my respect, and I love fakotube.com and fakeologist.com, and all I want is for you to prosper, and it is going to warm my heart to wear those 400 cards I donated today, coins I donated today, that one day, let me do the math, let's just say 400, and we go to 10 bucks, not hard math, right? 400 times 10 bucks. One day, I think that will be worth 4,000 bucks in the very near future. I believe it'll be worth way more than that. By 2028, when our emissions match BTCs, I believe that will be, you know, 100 times this. But that's just me. That's just me. But in the meantime, we're going to just grind it out. Grind it out, my friend. I can't wait for people to watch tomorrow's live stream on my channel, the Uncle Vigilante channel. Set your alarm to noon Eastern time. I'm going to share with everybody the most amazing video between Mike Adams and Sean from SGT Report. And I think you know that I've been out of pocket for the last week, Ab. And I was in Austin, Texas.
You said something about that. So do you want to tell us about that?
I just want to say that when people watch the video tomorrow, maybe you can connect some dots, because I can't tell who I was visiting or what they're committing to. That is up to them in their own good time. But just watch tomorrow's. I'm leaving some damn breadcrumbs.
Okay,
amigo.
Where do they watch? What site? Where do they? So they go to your site, Uncle Vigilante.
You go to YouTube and you just search Uncle Vigilante. You subscribe and hit the alarm button.
Who are you talking
to tomorrow? I'm flying solo on it, but what I'm doing is presenting a very in-depth video that's like 17 minutes. That's an interview between Mike Adams and Sean from SGT Report. And
it says 2 weeks ago you did an SGT Report drop. Are you ready? Is that something different?
That is, I think that was our interview where Max and I were interviewed by Sean, I believe.
So this is something different.
But, this is something different, and it's freaking big time. Put it this way. It's like if people can't connect the dots, you need smelling salts. That's all I have to say. I just can't say more.
So tomorrow at 12?
Because tomorrow at noon Eastern. Right. Right. And so, and we also have some other fun things tomorrow. I'm going to give a little history lesson on Bitcoin and privacy coins and how it all evolved. It's very visual, and I think people will really enjoy it. And I think at the end, it's going to become crystal clear who the winner is and why. I'm going to talk about a use case. Was walking by in the airport. I was walking by this amazing musician, and he was just singing with a speaker in the airport. And I walked by, and I'm like, you know, I don't know about you, Ab, but I don't carry cash. And I'm like, damn it. I wish I had a buck or $5 or $10 to be able to drop in the dude's, you know, guitar case that was open. And I started thinking, well, how can I change that? How can we tip this dude in epic cash? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow, because this is all about building use cases. And so, yeah, that's a little insight. Oh, and then on Friday, and maybe I already said this earlier, but Enrique L. McMurphy, he is going to do, I'm going to interview him. I can't wait for this interview, because this guy, he is a CFO and he has a CFO brain, totally, you know, left brained. And he is going to share with us versus every other asset over the last 3 years. Not every other one, but all of the majors. And it's going to be great. And for those of you who just really like handsome men, you know, he's just a really good looking guy. You know, I'm being totally superficial here, but how do we expand the audience? Doesn't hurt to have like the most handsome man in crypto on your team. Right, amigo?
Oh yeah. So you haven't done a show for a while. I'm just looking at your page. So it's been about a week.
Yeah, it's been a week. Busy.
Right.
A week. Yep.
Is Max coming back Friday or?
No, he's not. Max is, how can I put this? With everything that's happening, which includes one additional thing that is so big, I can't share it.
Yeah.
But it's so big, it is literally going to consume the lion's share of Max's time in the very near future. It's kind of like an all hands on deck, and it's like choose your priorities. And we had a kumbaya amongst a bunch of us today to say, hey guys, you know, for this to happen and execute well, I need to put 100% of my focus. Are you guys cool? Just, you know, can I have permission to not be a talking head for a couple of weeks? And we're like, absolutely, go get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way back. Just go nail that biz. So yeah, but it's going to be kind of fun, because I'm going to have a lot of different guests on, and we'll have Max on here, and you know, when the dust settles. So,
well, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So
pretty much we can't talk about anything, because everything is about to announce starting tomorrow.
Well, not everything. I mean, we have a coin store that the integration there is going just excellent. Okay. And you know, that is
why is that going to be a good thing compared to what we have now?
Okay, it is a rapidly growing exchange. So if you think of Coinbase being number one and Kraken, like, I think, number three, you know, these guys are, I believe, they broke the top 30. And it is an exchange out of Singapore. And so, believe it or not, there's a lot of crypto holders who live outside the United States of America. You know, those people over there in Asia and India, they're pretty crypto savvy. So we're going to be getting on this exchange and be able to provide, so our coin can be bought on coinstore.com, and we are a layer one, which is different than a layer two token. So the integration has been really kind of difficult for these guys, and they admitted it. They were like, wow, we didn't know this going in. But when you have a layer one coin that has Mimblewimble technology, cut through technology, it is not a layup integrating, but they are doing it. And it is taking the, I swear, it is like our dev team, whether it's Pool Boy or Black Tiger or Sky King, we have just an arsenal of the best devs on the planet handholding. And so we're right in the throes of integration now, and it should be, I would say, give us a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and we will launch. So that's, I don't know how many new they do, like.
I can't even find Monero on the coin store.
We're going to be the only privacy coin on there, bro.
Oh, okay. I was just typing in a few as far as I could tell. So okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty damn. And then at the same time, we're working on the integration with ChangeNow, which I think is even more exciting, because ChangeNow is going to allow us to be able to, within our wallet, Epic Pay wallet, or within your website, you could literally, we'll provide you with a few lines of code to where Fakeologist.com or Fakotube.com can be its own exchange, white-labeled exchange, and you'll be able to have people exchange 800 different assets on there for Epic Cash. Very, very cool.
Why would I want? So, does that make me an exchange? What is?
No. I'm just telling you that their tech is so amazing that when we launch, we have EpicCash.com, right? So right. Instead of directing you over to someone else, EpicCash.com can white label ChangeNow, so you can actually do the swapping within. So you can swap, and you can actually buy Epic Cash through EpicCash.com, but it's white labeled. Really, what you're doing it is it's really through ChangeNow, and the on ramp is called Gardarian. We just raised this last week. Tell you the story. I'm giving you this story first. It's an exclusive. Yeah. People are going to hear it now. Okay, so to be able to, when we have ChangeNow and we have CoinStore, that's all great, but how do you on-ramp your fiat, right? You have to go to an exchange and you have to, you know, connect your bank or whatever. Well, ChangeNow has Gardarian, which is their banking side. So that's an additional integration that has a $12,500 cost. So last week, within our Epic Cash community Telegram, I literally put out there that, guys, we're close with CoinStore, and then it's ChangeNow, but if we want to play long ball, let's start talking about funding Gardarian, because that is going to be how we are going to have Grandma be able to buy with her credit card or debit card right within EpicCash.com or Epic Pay Wallet or Fakotube.com, wherever you integrate the coin or the ChangeNow code. They'll also be able to buy Epic Cash and other cryptos with their credit card and go through all of the appropriate KYC and all of that as well. And it's $12,500. Well, now I'm kind of giving some things away. When I went to a certain influencer's business last week, and I said to this person, and I educated him on Gardarian and what that's going to mean, he got so excited, and I said, you know, the best thing is, we already funded $4,500 just within the last 12 hours through our community. And he told me, he said, so what, you have $8,000 left? And I'm like, yep. And he goes, I'll fund it. I'll fund it right now. And so we had a little fun is, you know, he was asking where to send it. And I had some fiat. And I'm like, how about this? I like gold. You're a gold guy. Do you have $8,000 worth of gold? I'll give me that gold, and then I'll send my fiat over to fund it on your behalf. So I came back to Tampa with $8,000 worth of gold in my pocket. Which was, it's just kind of cool because of when you
were an exchange right there.
I was the exchange. And but what was cool was he wanted to step up and fund it because he immediately got the significance of that last mile. It's like Epic Cash, I believe, is going to explode, taking away all of the blockers. No longer do you have to go through and suffer the pain and suffering of, you know, the Veet multi-wallet exchange and figuring out how to get your fiat to Coinbase and then waiting 11 days and sending it. Can you imagine?
So what does that mean? Are these exchanges going to have Epic themselves to give to sell to you? Is that how that works? So they're going to have a...
Yeah.
So they're... Okay, so the exchanges will go... To the market, and the only market right now is the Veet market, really.
Understand, this is part of why it's so expensive to get on these exchanges. Our community had to fund these exchanges, and part of the funding is providing the liquidity. Right. So that means we have to provide them with the coins.
Oh, I see.
So, like, I donated a boatload of coins, you know. To it. Everything is done through the community. And that's how we reserve our rightful position as being a commodity and not a security. That's why the SEC can never tell us to bend over and pound it, because we have followed all of the rules and we're not a corporation. There was no pre-mine. We've done everything, you know. We have done this defensive design thing to where we are the poster child of doing it right. So, and there's going to be a whole lot of coins and tokens out there that didn't do it right that are going to be declared a security. And then you talk about the, you know, scorched earth that's going to happen within crypto. It's coming, you know.
So what's going to happen to those guys, though? Seriously, what
they're going to get sued by the SEC, and they're going to get tied up in all of these lawsuits. And
so, in other words, they should have announced they're a security and followed all the securities rules.
100%. Yeah. And so what's going to happen is, because a lot of these were funded by, you know, VCs and stuff, the SEC is just going to follow the money, and they're going to sue the people who are behind it. So again,
or they're going to freeze it, saying you're not a security, you're not a registered security.
I don't know how much they can secure it. Honestly, I don't want to speak out of both sides of my mouth, and that, you know, most crypto can't be stopped necessarily, but it can't be blacklisted, you know, on the exchanges. So you can have the SEC come to and put pressure on Coinbase and say, look, every single one of these bitcoins that came through the Silk Road, those are on the shit list, and that's going to happen, you know. But with everybody else, it's just like a colossal. Just imagine you getting a personal lawsuit out of left field. How it would just rock your world, even if it's just something that's going to be years in the defense. Right? Look at Ripple. It's like the only people that make off with this are the attorneys, you know, that are involved. And all the SEC does is have to file suit. And, you know, they're pretty good at doing that.
All right. Do you want to take a few phone calls for the last 20 minutes or
so? Sure.
802-400-1984. Yeah, pretty interesting. What, any new developments on Epic Pay, on the wallet, on the GUI wallet that you want to announce?
Yeah, it continued. It's like everything else, man. This is alpha. That means it's an alpha version. I mean, beta. It's a beta version, which means there are still going to be bugs. Google was in beta for 5 years, you know? And so when people come across anything that's not working, we have a great help desk, and we just invite you to please, you know. Well, let me flip it. What's your experience? I mean, you gave away a lot of coins to your community. What's your experience in working with our help desk and our team?
Well, the team's been really good. I think it's been pretty easy to follow the rules. And if they went to fake11.com/epic3, have so many epics at the moment as fast links. But if they go to fake11.com/epic3, that brought them to the Fakeologist Epic 5 coin giveaway. And the people that did follow the instructions, which were pretty simple, I think were rewarded quite quickly. Monkman and Mother Trucker were the main people, I believe, that did the funding.
Yeah.
And I helped a few people, just including a young man from Australia who did it in record time, create an Epic Pay wallet. He was able to get the Epic Pay receive address, plop it into the Telegram group, and then money was put in. The other thing I think that you agree with that's very handy is the tip bot within Telegram.
Oh, it's great.
That makes it really easy and very visible.
Yep.
And that's a separate wallet as well on the Veet exchange.
Yep.
So as much as you want to get away from the Veet exchange as the single way in, it's still a very good.
Oh, it's excellent.
So it's still the beginning of funding.
It's just hard if you're a newbie to
recognize it all. Yeah. You want to make it as thought-free as possible.
Yeah.
But for the average person who can manipulate their way around computers, it's not too bad. So.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you what happened yesterday is we sponsored another giveaway for Jaron for his Equinox Summit, and it ended up that there were 385 people who were attendees eligible to receive 5 Epic Cash.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot, right? So Black Tiger, one of our devs, he created the most amazing system to where basically Jaron just sent an email to everyone. And so the email, if it went to you, it would say, hey, you know, it's the beginning of May, and as promised, we want to give you 5 free Epic. Here's how you claim them. Download the Epic Pay wallet. Copy the receive address, and then enter it in to this website, and it gives a website, giverofepic.com, but it was a sub Giver of Epic. You can go to Giver of Epic right now, .com, just to show people what it is normally. And then they each had a code, a special code that was unique to them in that email, that if they copied that, when they clicked on the address to go to the Giver of Epic, it popped up a unique page that was unique to that one out of 385 person. And then when they entered in their Epic Pay address, it automatically gave them the 5 Epic. It walked them through, okay, it's sending, okay, it was sent. And then it gives the yay, congrats. And so it was that easy. So there wasn't going into any Telegram chat and waiting for Mother Trucker or whatever to send it to you manually. It was all done beautifully, without a human being touching it. That is amazing. And that's where we and our devs continue to get better and better and better. I sent that to Mike Adams, and I showed him what it was, and his jaw dropped. He was like, my God, this is perfect. It's just, I love our dev community. They're just rock stars, and we want to give away a lot of Epic, and but we can't have Mother Trucker and Sky Ting and Monkman waiting for hours and hours and hours for people to come in and keep their wallets open and all of that. So anyway, that's just a little bit of a tech update.
Who designed giverofepic.com?
Black Tiger.
That's the same guy that did the Tipbot wallet, isn't it?
Yeah, same guy. He's a freaking rock star.
Yeah, I like the Tipbot. It's really
just a rock star.
It's a real handy way of sending money, and he bases all that on the Veet exchange, so that money can be found.
But the Giver of Epic is not Veet exchange. That's all done through the Epic Pay wallet.
Okay.
So that's layer one. Veet exchange is layer two.
And that's where you want it. You want it on layer one. You
absolutely want it layer one.
That means it's your coin. Nobody has access to it. It's not a token. It's yours.
Somebody asked me, like, well, Tell me in your mind, what's the biggest difference between Bitcoin and Epic and stuff? And I said, tell you what, let me put it this way. If you have your Bitcoin address and you lay it out here, right? You just post it out here. And I take my Epic Pay receive address and I post it out there. You know what? I can tell everything through Blockstream because I have a subscription and lots of other people have a subscription. I can tell everything about your wallet, how much you have, how much you had, where you got it from, who six hops back. I can drive it back.
Looks like we got a phone caller into there.
And you look at mine, and guess what? You can't see shit. And I said, so mine is unconfiscatable private property, and yours is not.
Hey, welcome, phone caller. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going well. Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is 6079 Smith W from the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well. Nah. Do you have a question for our Uncle Epic?
I was looking to share information. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how your show works. I just heard about it yesterday through Tim Osman, and you guys seem real solid. I just found out about Tim, and you guys both seem real solid.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, Tuesday is our day where we talk a little bit about crypto because Uncle Epic sponsors FakoTube.com, which is a user-supported video platform where I put my favorite truth videos up. Are you into Epic Pay or Epic Cash or crypto or anything along those lines?
I've never participated in it, but you guys do calls 5 days a week then?
We talk mostly Epic on Tuesdays. I usually do a show about five times a week on and off depending.
But look, it's my movie here and I want to hear what you have to say. You have some information. I love Tim Osman. I love Ab. So let's flip it. Whatever you want to talk about, let's talk.
Look at that.
So a lot of stuff that is numbers, but it's not all numbers, but it's not just like crazy numbers. It's things that link together. So you have the flood of the Bible was month 2, 17th day. You have the World Trade Centers fell in the order 217. Michael Jordan's birthday, which people are like, well, why Michael Jordan? Well, because people get shot in the inner cities for his shoes. He was the first billionaire athlete. He literal golden bull worship. He's known for his all-mocking tongue. He's been putting his name on people's soles of their feet since the 322nd day of 1984.
Wow.
So anyways, his birthday is 217, and in a leap year, Obama's birthday is the 217th day. You have Kerry Mullis, the PCR test creator, died 217 days before the scam. You have Haiti had the immigration crisis. It was their 217th anniversary, so... I could go on and on. I wasn't even prepared for you to answer my call. I'll call back another night. I'll just listen to your guys' show. I mean, I'm interested in whatever you guys got to say.
You got
a lot of research. It's unique research. It's different.
Sounds like it.
And if I could throw this out there really quick, I'm not trying to be blasphemous when I say this, but I get a lot of people, it kind of turns like this hate thing. I believe in God. I hope I go to heaven. I'd be a good person. I call the Bible, it's the Bible. Bulls. It's the two bulls from Chicago, or it's the bisexual bull from Chicago, Big Mike. That's the M.O. Michelle Obama. That's their M.O. is misery. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Well.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I think the Bible predated Michael and Michelle, so that's a little bit of a stretch for me. So
But if you look at the Shrine of Satan statue, it's transgender. It's got a child on either side, and it's got the medical emblem on its stomach with a goat head. It's all relevant to what's going on right now.
You know what? Don't be messing with my fond memories of the Chicago Bulls, all right? Those were the greatest days of my life. I loved the three-peat.
For me, it was two back then. And then as Kobe died, I was like, you know, not that big of a deal. But some people did worship him. And then I found out that Jordan was born 5,666 days before Kobe. On the 33rd anniversary of the JFK assassination, Kobe was 6,666 days old. 9,999 days later is the eclipse. The Golden Bull X marks the spot, Mark of the Beast eclipse that's going to have totality over Torreon, Mexico, which comes from the word Toro, meaning bull.
Wow, that just broke my brain, but thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me. I'll call another time. I'll get it more well-versed. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Thanks. Cheers. Yeah, the guys that add up numbers.
Oh, I hate it.
It's interesting, but what does it mean? I mean,
I think anything like that, I could actually come up with a comedy skit doing the same thing. And I just, so it's just like, to me, it's what can I do about it? You know, literally, it's like it breaks my brain knowing that information. What can I do about it? How does that help me plan my day tomorrow? So other than it just being some kind of fear porn to be able to plant seeds in the brain of that every, I mean, I don't know what I just heard. All I know is that, you know,
the guy that does it the best is Zach.
Yeah.
He just churns. I don't know how he can keep all the numbers straight. It's interesting, but what does it mean? And
what can you do with it?
I know he's trying to make it so you can bet with that kind of information, but you know, Jake the Asshole says that Zach is less than
50. Looks like I'm going to be selling my biggest percentage of Epic Cash at $217. Sounds.
How do you make? Yeah, I think if you're good, you can make the numbers add up any which way to Sunday.
Yeah. Really. Yes.
And then all it ends up doing is confirming a lot of these characters and these events. Like when he says, oh, the JFK assassination, well, we don't really care about the numbers. We look at the shadows on that day and they don't line up in the Zapruder. So we say that's fake. So if that's fake, then what else is fake about the whole thing?
It just brings me back to my one truth these days. I kind of like crypto and talking crypto. It's not that big of a stretch to be able to talk about the positive attributes of Epic Cash, you know. Yeah. But tomorrow,
it's your favorite topic, that's for sure.
Tomorrow, people need to tune in, man. I'm going to give you a wonderful history lesson that is not to be missed, and it's history that's fun. All right, baby.
Thanks for coming on tonight. Interesting. Thank you for the re-upping. So I even forget what I said in the past. So. It's you re-up with 600 or 400 epic.
$600, the equivalent of, and it's 400 epic. So the next time I re-up, I expect that $600 is going to be like 50 epic. That's what's going to be cool as we keep track. So that's what I want you to keep track of. So I believe that the last time I did $600, it was divided by 0.3. So I think that was close to 2,000 epic. So
yeah, it's hard to keep track because there's no central bank or no bank where I can look it up and say, "Oh, that came from you."
But this 400 epic now is shows you how, you know, strong from a purchasing power. It used to be 2,000 to support you epic. Now it's only 400 to support epic, and the next time it's going to be $50. And then there'll be one day when it's a fraction of Epic Cash to support you, of one Epic Cash. Isn't this asset great?
Beautiful. Well, when we contact you in 6 months for a re-up, are the continued sponsor, we're gonna see where it's at.
So, all right, you remember the 400 because my memory is.
I'm gonna write it down.
All right, brother.
I appreciate the donation. I appreciate your enthusiasm and your explanation. And we'll watch your show tomorrow.
All right,
Vigilante on YouTube.
Cheers.
Take care. There goes Uncle Vigilante. He's in. He's out. He's got his own thing going. We've talked to him for years. He's been a fan of the show, Fakeologist. And I know a lot of people think we talk a little too much crypto, but a lot of people say we should talk about solutions. So that's why when it comes to solutions, I think of money and the future of transactions. So this is my contribution to figuring out a solution. And I think Uncle Vigilante feels the same way. And so does Max. Max definitely wants to change the way the world works. Whether this does it, I don't know, but hedge your bets and try and get interested and dip your toe in the epic water. Just type fake11.com/epic3 or epic 2 or epic 1 or epic. Four different fast links, and familiarize yourself with some of the information on my website, on the Telegram, and in the community. It is very unique, I have to admit. You won't find groups like this in too many other cryptos. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining. And we will talk to you next time. Take care.